we destroy what we don't understand. All of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way. Faith in the good things that good humans can.
Well, a very spoopy hello to all of our listeners out there on this here Friday the 13th.
Someone says spoopy.
That's right, everyone. It is the, well, not quite Friday the 13th. It's 1:14 a.m. So what we got right now, actually, is the, well, no, it's Freaky Friday because it's the morning after when Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis had discovered that they had switched bodies. So today is Freaky Friday. So it's the really the spoopiest of all of the days. And you're spending it here with Ski Cops on 91.5 WMFO, Sky Caps, Scops, whatever you want to refer to us as. You're listening on 91.5 FM in Medford, Tufts only freeform radio station. I am Fort Knox, all caps, no vowels, of course. You already know. Don't even pretend like you didn't know that. My co-host Block Party is on the way. He sends his condolences for his terrible lack of punctuality. But we've got some very treasured guests with us in the house tonight. Why don't we go around and introduce ourselves? A common from the week before, a common theme. We're doing some training here, here at the Eternal Universal Station, where Ski Cops is broadcast. And who have we got here in this station tonight?
Is this thing on?
Is right. Okay. Here's a little session we got. We're gonna do a little in session training, and in the meantime, we're gonna give you guys exactly what you came here for, which is some tunes. So, be right back.
Thank you.
On Freaky Friday. We've got finally
yeah.
We have our co-host, the full team is in the house.
Assembled. Yeah. Finally. At last.
At long last. We have some treasured guests, and also finally our co-host.
DJ Block Party, all caps, no vowels, no spaces.
No spaces, please. And that is, of course, here on Sky Cap Ski Cops Scops, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Stuff's the only freeform radio station, and we got some pretty freeform folks, friends, indeed, with us tonight. Let's go through them.
Morials. MR.
I thought there was more A in it last time.
You know,
like.
Morials.
There's a lot of different variations on the spelling that you have to encounter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are the connotative, like, what are the environmental, factors in those changes, those variables?
I think you have to account for the fact that the universe really just tends towards disorder.
Yeah.
And allow that to just affect your perception of the names and the vowels.
Yes.
And how much kelp is there, you know?
Kelp per pound, kelp per inch, kelp
kelp per net oceans on net planets. That moray eels exist.
Net
on.
Kelp over net planets of the moray eels would have to be really calculated at.
Exact moray eels exist on other planets.
Yeah.
I think the function's nonlinear. I don't think you can get it.
You're right. You
can't get it in linear time. There's not a single chance.
No, there's no way.
I'm just seeing corkscrew shapes. So that's all I got for you as an answer.
Okay.
Yeah, corkscrew
answer.
Shapes? No, I'm totally sold. And while we're at it, hi everyone.
Who's the denizen and reticence here? Who's our.
The denizen in redolence, you know,
nice.
Strong smells.
Yeah.
It's quarter pounder, you know.
Yeah.
What's up?
They do.
No caps.
They do know.
I mean, all caps.
Caps, please.
Oh.
No caps.
No, actually, I think.
It'd be kind of cool.
I think I'm down with no caps.
You're a trendsetter. It's not what the kids are doing these days, but you're a trendsetter.
No, it's definitely what the kids are doing these days. If you go on SoundCloud, no one's capitalizing their artist names
anymore. The edgy kids are doing it these days.
Yeah, but, you know,
that's true. That's true. It's fire shit. It's fire as sifting through some coals. Am I right?
Yeah. But there's also not any vowels, and there's also not any spaces. And we've decided, I think, that it's just going to be QTR.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's much better.
It's quarter pounder, but it technically spells to cuter pounder.
Yeah, cuter pounder.
Accurate.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, so, you're pretty cute.
Yeah.
Speaking of
look at that bomb.
Pretty cute, who else do we have? In the
All right, so last time I was you know, kind of at a bit of a loss for identifiable DJ
tags.
That's
true, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of feeling, for some reason, I was hit today with a little bit of inspiration. Like the clouds opened and sun came
down. The DJ
down,
name
and
gods
echoing,
blessed you.
Yeah, I know. It was actually very cool.
An
I was
epiphany.
Sitting up on the hill near a quad.
Oh, wow, yes.
Is there a vision associated with it?
No, it wasn't that complex. Please.
Okay, well, Beyonce works in mysterious ways.
But I'm feeling Skipper, all caps, no vowels.
Oh, wow,
just
nice.
Just because I feel weird metaphorical parallels between radio shows and boats, and I'm just kind of feeling it, and it's the waves of creativity are like an open sea, you know.
You've got the
I think I've just been that's felt so validating.
Yeah.
You've got the
outfits for it too.
Thank you.
A DJ Skipper.
You could say
for the open ocean,
for the open area.
Fort Knox and Block Party are the co-captains of this ship. Then you've just been promoted to temporary first mate.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my,
Skipper.
Skipper.
Welcome aboard, Skipper.
Welcome aboard.
Ahoy.
Meet.
Ski pirates.
Anchors away.
You die out for scurvy.
The
traveling artist and journalist, world journalingist, DJ Moriel, who is on board with us as well, to observe the Earth as we travel around it on a mission from Beyonce, and as well as Colonel Quarter Pounder.
Orbiting you know. Around the planet, not on the surface.
Not on the surface.
Yeah.
You just sort of float in an orb above the boat and just kind of follow us. But it's pretty cool.
You orbit around the boat as we orbit around the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a universe where the planet's not that dense, but the boat's super dense, so you can orbit around it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Finn.
Yeah.
The boat's super dense.
Boat's so dense.
You'd have no idea. What's the shanty going to be?
Ooh, can we play a shanty?
I actually have a request. Oh. I don't want to reveal it before we play, you know, because that's actually against FCC guidelines.
We could do that. We could put,
you know,
put it on the queue.
Yeah, because then if a really sly MF-er was out there, they could get there. Radio recording device in ready in time to know what song is gonna play, record it, save it to their phone.
Oh my goodness. Boom. And they'd have stolen the song from the hardworking artists.
In this case, he's both dead and already kind of doing all right for himself, so it's not that big a deal, but you know
for the image.
It's for propriety.
Can you
it's
guess
for
the who image. It'll be? Any those guesses? Two things?
Guess that.
Four other people dead in the room. Any rich. Guesses?
One thing about this is everything that's been set up to this point has been an anagram, and if you solve it, that's the artist.
Yeah. Yes. Everything in this show up until this point, even before I got here.
Yeah, and continuously with actually every open-ended question on this show, if you just unscramble the letters of every other word said on this show up to that point in time, you'll get your answer.
And then take the third letter and run it through a cipher.
That's just something I heard. I'm not sure if it's right.
Oh, it's right.
Well, you know what else is right, everyone?
We're confirmed.
What's real right in this world, what's really righteous are these some of these righteous tunes I'm about to spin for everyone. So,
Oh my god, wait. I just realized that there's a movie about a radio station on a boat. Isn't Pirate Radio on a boat?
Oh my god, Pirate Radio is totally all about that. Oh, everyone, welcome to the Sky Caps Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio Edition
right here on Freaky Friday. We're coming here spooking all y'all with the pirate lifestyle.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Freaky Friday.
We're going to play you a real spooky, real law evasive tune right here.
Yeah.
And we hope you all enjoy it.
All right.
Just my luck. Should've said, can we go to bed? Catch my breath. Realize you ain't seen me yet.
It's not the same.
It's all I dreamed of.
Me
it can get started. Just a little bit late. It's early morning now that we talk it up. It's hard to figure out. We're getting looks, but they can say what they wanna say. If they ask me, I'll tell them. Today, but I don't know what
to say. And you don't know you've done it.
Falling into the sky, falling into each other. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
T-Pain, Jay Lyric, Nappy Boy.
Hit me on my hotline, I'm a salon. Patient, cause I'm fine to you. Riding dirty down on Avenue, baby. I'm coming after you to do a 69 with you.
Baby girl,
I've been doing tongue exercises.
Girl,
I'm thinking about that booty and them thighs and them curls. You know that I love your brown hair.
Yeah.
I got you up here, you just had to be shy.
Side to side,
go down on me, baby, then show me.
Show
me.
Mic's on.
Yeah, Mike's on is right. We're back on Ski Cops on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we've got someone on the soundboard tonight. Yeah,
that's
right
true.
Now.
That's true. That's
we've got
true.
Your good friend here on the soundboard right now.
Hey, everyone. You know me. Quarter pounder, cuter pounder. It's all lowercase now, which is
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing. You're living your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I'm twisting these knobs. I'm sliding the sliders.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's very
sliding
empowering.
Sliding the sliders, quarter pounder?
Yeah.
Some quarter pound sliders? Those are some big sliders.
Big sliders.
They're juicy, but they're the thing is
they're just like tall.
They're all patty, no bun.
Yeah.
This is a tiny bun.
Yeah.
It's like if you imagine like a really big, like a truck, you know, with big suspension, but with like Honda Accord wheels. It's pretty much the same image.
Nice. On the top and bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And we also have a special reading tonight by two of us, actually.
Is this thing on?
Hello, DJ Morail.
What? Fornox, why not cover your computer camera?
Huh. You know, ooh. Why not cover your computer camera, right?
That's a good point.
Is this computer camera covered?
Oh, yeah. It is.
Nice.
Let's explore.
Nice. You know, if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape, right?
This looks like
yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
I agree. What about
or
stickers?
You know, a flower sticker? You
okay,
know,
what about
just
like a Band-Aid?
Or a Band-Aid or a piece of a Post-it or you know,
what if it's not the
sticky some tack.
Piece of a Post-it? Will that work? Like at the bottom. I mean,
I think you'd have to put some tape over it.
Okay, so tape's fine.
Yeah, tape is all right. But as long as it's opaque tape.
Oh, right. Wait, does it have to be opaque tape if it's also the not sticky part of a post-it or not?
No, no, because then the post-it's covering it. Okay. I'm glad we've got these specifics figured out for the audience block party.
What if I paint it over?
Do you think anyone in the audience is wondering why you want to do this?
Yeah.
I am.
Are you? Let's ask real quick, because, you know, block party have those telekinesis powers with our... Yeah. With our fans,
yeah.
Is anyone wondering why you should cover up your computer camera?
Whoa! I just got 100,000 DMs at once.
A lot of yeses.
That just said,
a lot
tell
of yeses.
Me now.
Yeah.
So they want in addition now. To like, government
tell
programs,
me even faster.
Plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera.
Faster! Someone just DM'd me faster.
If you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Child Educational Radio.
What's up, FBI? That was our PSA.
Yeah,
we know
sorry.
You heard it. We know you heard it because we know you're watching and listening.
Because everyone here
sorry.
Is a cop. Some of them are bound to be FBI agents.
That's true. That's true. They're just fans, but also, like, we hate you. Stop
dude,
being
I just
an
got
FBI
a DM
agent.
From the FBI.
You just got a what?
I just got a DM from the FBI.
You just got
dude.
DM from the FBI? Was he like, uncover your freaking laptop camera?
Yeah, he was like, stop saying this stuff about those stickers, but then it was like, also, hey, I'm a big fan. So,
like,
yeah, I
and you
work.
Were like,
I
you can take your fandom and, you know,
I think at the
burn
end of
it
the
with
day
the rest
here.
Of your illegal documents.
Yeah, true. That's true.
we've got
shred and burn, baby.
Glad we have some appreciators of that humor. Oh, you burn it with that COINTELPRO trunk.
Light it up.
Light that up. Yeah. You know what else you can really burn up, though?
Yeah.
Some of these fire tracks.
Yeah, that's correct.
That we're about to play for you.
It's spot
quarter
on.
Pounder on the soundboard. Do you know what to switch it to when we play these?
Yeah, no, I believe tracks? I do. I think the computer is actually connected to what we like to call in the studio AUX 1.
AUX 1.
Or O-1.
O-1.
You know.
O-1.
O-1. And then O-1 goes... up, but that's just after Mike un, deux, trois,
quatre,
go down.
Pas de sonk. Pas de max sonk.
All right, well,
dans
I'm gonna...
Wait, okay, never mind.
Should...
Dans le bibliothèque.
Yeah, okay.
But we're gonna have a, as well, we're also going to have right now, a really rapid fire. We already did it. It's already done.
Boom.
Soundboard,
even,
DJ, change up.
Helm,
right now on the soundboard is DJ...
Morales.
DJ Morales.
Once again changed. Yep.
You're up here on
changes
the mic.
With the times.
You're
as
on, as
they
say.
Multiple Zs.
En français, Mike
while you're up there. Run us,
c'est moi. What?
Run us through the songs we've been bumping this thus far this Freaky Friday.
So far, we started out pretty eclectic with some Death Cab for Cutie, thanks for Knox. Then followed
thanks
by
Rivendell.
Abra, pull up. Igloo Ghost, of course, a current favorite. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
Kalayla came up with that Waitin'.
Yeah, her new album is fantastic. It's called Take Me Apart. Listen to it. It came out yesterday. It's so good. It's so good.
Because we got Spooky for Y'all. There's Thriller by Michael Jackson. You know, Dead Rich.
Dead
that was our clue.
Rich.
Were any of you right out there, listeners?
Yeah. I'm checking my DMs now. Didn't see any Michael Jackson.
I got like three, but I think they're lying.
I saw a lot of Elvis.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah,
I was gonna say I was Elvis.
He's dead and rich, but what's he got to do with Halloween? Yeah. You know, is what I ask my fans.
Right. Well, he is a ghost now.
That's true, I guess. If being dead means you're a ghost, then everyone
well, Elvis
is
the only ghost. We know that. We all know that. There's only Elvis.
Ooh. That's Ski Cop's new motto.
Yeah. Song we played.
Elvis
was,
is the only ghost.
Not by a ghost. Not by a ghost.
What is who?
Every movie that
T-Pain
has a ghost in it, that
T-Pain
ghost was Elvis.
Is very much alive.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is he even rich anymore?
I don't know. He's playing it.
If we're talking
Brandeis
about
and not at Tufts,
yeah, so he's
retribution.
He's poor in,
but it's okay. He's hanging out with Smino.
He's less auto cool tune now, which is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. He's a good singer.
Yeah,
but more ill.
Retribution.
Bye.
Little karma.
Karma.
No, by Sir Hot Dermont.
What? Let's get right in here.
It's my birthday, and it feels good to hear your voice. We took a ride through the hills, replayed all of the
back.
Just like that.
Hope y'all enjoyed that one.
DJ Mori Eel, what was that?
That was actually a song called Karma by Serhat Durmaz.
Nice.
A single.
Wow, very nice.
You can find it on the internet.
You can.
You can.
The SoundCloud webs.
When I just dive into the big old pool of sparks and circuitry that is the web.
That's all it's made of.
It's just sparks and circuitry.
It's all sparks and circuitry. There's not even any wires.
Yeah,
I heard there was magic, though.
Yo.
Sparkle.
In it.
I heard there was sentience.
I heard there was... It was yeah, there could be spirits.
I heard there's agency.
Well, that's only if you name it, though.
What, the web?
Yeah.
Is the web
well,
not
it
a
has
name?
A name, so. Well, yeah, I guess web has agency, so
the web has agency.
It's untouchable.
Yep. Well, as long as we're hailing our new god, why don't we make a soundboard switch? The new god of the soundboard is approaching, and it is DJ Skipper. On the knobs and levers.
So currently this is aux 2. Yeah.
We got O 1.
One
is
wrapped up.
Lodon. Lodon. Right.
Just pulling up a little short fire really quick.
In a lot of beer, it would be
Spotify. Alright, talk about something interesting. Let's talk something interesting real quick while
Skipper,
I'm getting some things. Yes!
Where'd you get those glasses?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Oh, well, funny story. My old ones melted. you guys are going to learn a little bit about me.
Cool.
Are you a blacksmith?
No, I accidentally was lit on fire.
Whoa.
Head to toe?
On my legs.
Whoa.
And body.
Wow.
Yeah, like isopropyl alcohol and a toilet paper torch. Not fun. Don't mess around with it.
Whoa, what do you mean? Whoa, how did that happen?
Yeah, what was
I
that?
Was like playing around with my friends at a Boy Scout camp.
Oh,
silly. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
DJ Skipper, not very wise in his younger years, or also known as May. yeah. What is going on?
And so they melted in the...
Yeah, they melted. So I got these new ones. My parents were like, it's okay, you're on fire, but you get new glasses. I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. So
they
I got these nice
on
glasses.
You?
No, they did not, but like, kind of.
Were you wearing them, though, when they melted?
Yes. I don't know why I'm having trouble logging on to Spotify
that's
here. I'm
intense.
So upset.
You can always just, like, search on the account of Fort Knox.
Yeah,
I know it is a divine
account,
but it's accessible to the public.
It's an app.
It certainly is an app. You can switch to it at the bottom of
the app. Most exciting.
Yes, most exciting.
Forgot about
Are you
that.
Not a Mac person?
Could you tell?
Oh, DJ Skipper.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Everyone, let it be known that these technical difficulties are due to we have
a
soundboard agent
like,
who is not a Mac person. Let it be known that Macs are inherently superior.
How long of a song can we feel right now? I'm feeling
you
kind
can
of
feel
more,
a long song if you want.
All right, this is just kind of be a more like chill kind of vibe taking us into the height of the morning.
Well, we know what we're doing after this, so that sounds like the perfect vibe for me. Cue right. that song up.
Exactly. Sounds good by me.
See you guys later. Enjoy.